USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The first of 21 funerals began in Uvalde, Texas on Monday, remembering the victims of the school shooting at Robb Elementary School. The services are happening as more questions are emerging about the police response. State Senator Roland Gutierrez telling NBC News that there are gaps in the timeline.
I've seen the transcripts, and I've not listened to them. I did see some of the footage of the first seven officers in that school.
Gutierrez adds that from what he saw, those officers pulled back. Leaders in the European Union have reached a compromise to impose a partial oil embargo on Russia. It only covers Russian oil brought by sea. A new package of sanctions will also include an asset freeze as well as a travel ban on individuals. Wall Street was closed on Monday, all due to the Memorial Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The first Pacific hurricane has made landfall this season. Hurricane Agatha made landfall Monday, 5 miles west of Puerto Angel, as a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles per hour. Torrential rains and howling winds whipped palm trees and drove tourists as well as residents into shelters. National emergency officials say they assembled a task force of more than 9,300 people for the area, and more than 200 shelters were opened as forecasters warned of dangerous storm surge and flooding from heavy rains. Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of driving under the influence. The Porsche that the 82-year-old was driving was hit by another vehicle in Northern California's wine country. Paul Pelosi, who was released on $5,000 bail, could face misdemeanor charges, including DUI. A spokesperson for Speaker Pelosi says she will not be commenting on the matter. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The debate on whether to do something about gun control on a national level continues. A bipartisan group of senators are negotiating a proposal in response to the school shooting in Uvalde. Texas Senator John Cornyn, representing the Republican side of the room, says talks have been ongoing over the phone and in person. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, leading Democrats in the conversation, says he'll know soon whether a framework agreement is likely. Meanwhile, some Republicans want to keep guns out of the wrong hands.
Senator Lindsey Graham says creating a system of intervention is a key to curbing gun violence.
All these shooters have one thing in common, right? They're disturbed. They're talking about violence. They're acting out. And we do nothing about it until it's too late. Let's create a system so we can do something about it before they use the gun. It's not so much the gun, it's the person with the gun.
Speaking with reporters, a South Carolina Republican said he doesn't believe in taking any guns away from responsible people, but would work to keep firearms out of the wrong hands. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
San Francisco baseball Giants manager Gabe Kapler suspended his national anthem protest to acknowledge Memorial Day. After the Uvalde shooting, Kapler said he would not take the field for the national anthem in protest until he, quote, felt better about the direction of our country. Kapler has protested during the anthem before, taking a knee in 2020 to protest racial injustice. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.